اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners. Welcome to IRB English Radio. Here we are again with Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy that, alhamdulillah, I have Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, Ali Nasir, and Hussein Ruhullah again in this session with me. So, guys, salamu alaikum. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. Ali Nasir?
Wa alaikum salam. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Good job. So, Hassan, how about you?
Alhamdulillah, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Fawad.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
All right. So, today we will talk about Ayah 13 and Ayah 14 of Surah Al-An'am on page 129. So, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, hope you have your Quran with you. Please turn to page 129, Ayah 13 and 14 of Surah Al-An'am. Let's everybody get started by listening to the recitation of these two ayatain.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Walahu ma sakana fil layli wan nahar wa huwas samiul alim. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ.
Superb. Nice recitation. Great. Allah bless the reciter. So, the same as our previous sessions, we'll have a short explanation, but make sure you refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to have the detailed explanation and complete explanation, okay?
Yes.
So, let's see first what Allah Almighty says in these two verses, then we'll move on to the Tajweed section. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Almighty talks about Tawheed in, if you say.
Malikiyah.
Good job. Walahu ma sakana fil layli wan nahar. Allah says to him belongs whatever abides in the night and the day. Wa huwa as-sami'ul 'alim. And he is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. Tawheed and sifat, the attributes of Allah Almighty. Okay? We'll explain this. And he is the all-hearing and the all-knowing. قُلْ, O Prophet, say, قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا. Shall I take for guardian, or as my lord, anyone other than Allah? فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. While this Allah Almighty is the originator of the heavens and the earth. وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ. And he is the one who feeds every creature, and he himself is not fed, and nobody feeds him. قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ. Say, I have been commanded, أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمُ. To be the first of those who submit to Allah Almighty. وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And never be one of the polytheists. So, many great points are here. Shortly I will mention them and then we'll move on to the Tajweed section. First point. Tawheed and Malikiyah says whatever you see in the universe belongs to
Allah Almighty.
Allah Almighty. All right? So you see the skies, you see the nights, you see the days, you see the heavens, you see the earth, the planets, the galaxies, the human beings, the creatures, whatever you see in the universe all belongs to Allah Almighty. So He has the power, He has the right to what? Bring changes, to take something, to destroy something, whatever. But He never does anything without wisdom. He is wise, okay? And He is knowledgeable based on His wisdom and knowledge, Allah Almighty, what? Acts in the universe, okay? Yes. Then Allah Almighty says that وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, whatever you see in the nights and the days belongs to Allah Almighty, and He is the one who has control over everything, and He sees and He hears. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعَ, He hears. Al-Alim, He knows. Okay? He knows what we do. He sees what we do. He hears what we do. All right? So He is the one who has these attributes. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا. Here, Allah Almighty says to the Prophet, O Prophet, you should tell to the non-believers. Non-believers were saying that there are a lot of group of people, okay, that they don't believe in God. Totally, okay? They don't believe. They ignore. They are called atheists, yes? They say there is no Lord, there is no God. The Word came to existence all of a sudden. A big bang, an explosion, boom, okay? The Word came to existence, yes? But we rejected this idea, yes? The previous sessions we talked about this, yes? How is it possible? Shortly, let's say, how is it possible this beautiful universe with this harmony, with this beautiful system, how is it possible to come to existence all of a sudden, automatically, without a knowledgeable and wise creator or designer? Is it possible? When you go and enter a university, for example, or any organization, when you see like the organization is like really systemized beautifully, it is harmonious, every worker, okay, every staff does his job well, and there are certain rules and regulations, so the university totally runs, okay, very well, smoothly, without any problem, yes? Everybody works well. So you see, wow, who is the manager? Don't you ask this question? Who is the boss? Yes or no? Yeah.
Yes.
There has to be someone to systemize. There has to be someone, okay, to do what? For example, to bring this harmony, to bring this discipline. If there is no one, it is then if somebody says, well, actually, this university doesn't have any manager, doesn't have any director or a boss, okay? Everybody automatically works his, minds his own business. This is impossible. There is one goal, and there every stuff tries, struggles to achieve that goal. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Simple as that. Okay? So the world, the universe, is impossible to be without any creator or designer. And that designer is impossible to be illiterate. Okay? So it has to be. The designer has to be. It's a must that the world should have a designer, a creator, and that the creator must be wise, must be knowledgeable. Without knowledge, without wisdom, the world can't run this way, this smoothly. So this is what we understand from this ayah. And one more thing, the last point, that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says to the Prophet, قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ, I am commanded, and أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمْ, I'm the one, so I'm preaching, for example, Prophet is preaching Islam, and he's inviting people towards Allah Almighty, yes? So he himself has to be the first person to believe in God, or no? Yes. If he himself does not believe in God, how can he convince others to believe in God? It's impossible, yes? For example, you're inviting people, okay? Hey people, this is a good thing to do. Come on, let's do this. And you yourself go back and you don't do. How can people believe in you? How can they trust you? No way. Yes? So that's all. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, to learn more about these two verses of Surah Al-An'am. We don't have much time. It's just some minutes to practice the recitation.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
Ready, guys?
Yes.
Okay. So, let's start. I will recite, inshallah. Make sure you repeat after me and practice. All right, let's mention the tajweed rules now. Some of the important points we'll mention, then inshallah we'll practice the recitation together. So, وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ The only important point here, with the word لَهُ, there is a baby waw, you see? Yes?
Yes.
Extend this. وَلَهُ Two counts. مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ Extend the sound of noon. نَهَار, when you end, pronounce the ra with a heavy sound. Jim tells us, Hassan?
It's optional to pause or continue.
Yes. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Pronounce the عَيْن, the ha, correctly. Next ayah. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ غَيْ is a heavy letter, yes? غَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ Hamza, there is Hamza, Hamzatul Qata'a. Make sure you pronounce it. Do not skip it. غير الله اتخذونه اتخذوا. Okay. وليًا تنوين plus فا.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. وليًا فاطر السماوات والأرض وهو يطعم. Huh? What rule is applied here? يطعم. قلقلة echo the sound وهو يطعم ولا يطعم قلا tells us حسن
better to stop
better to stop but can you make a can you join them I mean
yes.
continue yeah so better to stop it's opposite to the word سلا yes two stopping signs good قل إني نون مشدد make sure you extend the sound and also the Mad with Anya, yes? Anya. Inni. You can extend it or skip it because Hamza is not in the same word. Umirtu an akuna awwala man aslam wa la takunanna min al mushrikin. Make sure you pronounce the waw as well correctly. It's not va. Awwala, no. Awwala. So. Wa la takunanna min al mushrikin. Nun mushaddad. So, these are the tajweed points that you should remember to, in order to beautify your recitation. Let's see how you recite now. Ready, guys?
Yes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ
وَلَهُ مَا سَكَنَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ
أحسنت قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ
قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَتَّخِذُ وَلِيًّا فَاطِرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ يُطْعِمُ وَلَا يُطْعَمُ
قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمُ
قُلْ إِنِّي أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أَكُونَ أَوَّلَ مَنْ أَسْلَمَ
وَلَا تَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ
ولا تكونن من المشركين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for listening to IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, hope you stay with us. In the next coming sessions, we'll be there again with you. That was all from us for today. Thank you so much. Thanks, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasser, and Fawad. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and Sevio International Schools Network. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن